Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A massive police presence around Columbia University in New York at this hour, with units of the NYPD blocking off areas near the campus. It comes after student demonstrators took over a building there. Those students are being threatened with expulsion by the university. Protesters have called for an end to U.S. support for Israel and its war in Gaza. They've also called for Columbia to divest itself from investments in companies profiting from the war in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is ignoring calls for restraint, meanwhile saying today he'll launch a military offensive in Rafah in southern Gaza. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Addressing hostage families and bereaved families, Netanyahu vowed not to back down from his intention to strike at Hamas in Rafah. He spoke as ceasefire proposals are under discussion. Netanyahu said stopping the war before all goals are met is out of the question, adding Israel would eliminate Hamas with or without a deal in order to achieve absolute victory. The Prime Minister spoke hours before Secretary of State Antony Blinken was due to arrive in Israel. He has said the best way to alleviate the humanitarian crisis in Gaza is through a ceasefire and rapid aid delivery. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
More than 30 members of Congress are calling on House Speaker Mike Johnson to take up legislation that would extend benefits to military vets exposed to atomic bomb testing. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports the plan could sunset in June.
The program, known as the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, or RECA for short, has provided benefits to so-called atomic veterans and their families since 1990. However, it is now set to expire if the Republican-led House does not take up the legislation reauthorizing the plan in the coming weeks. The Senate approved the bipartisan measure in March. In a letter to Speaker Mike Johnson, 30 senators and House members argued the film Oppenheimer renewed attention for the U.S. nuclear testing program and its devastating impacts. Experts estimate that thousands of vets and family members are still eligible. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
Haiti's Transitional Council has named a new interim prime minister, NPR's Eder Peralta reports.
The Transitional Council, which was sworn in amid gunfire last week, was supposed to elect a president of the council and then a prime minister by consensus. Instead, four members of the council formed a majority coalition and elected both leaders in one go. The newly minted president of the Transitional Council, Edgar LeBlanc-Fils, said quick action was important to bring order to Haiti.
L'acceptation de cette exercice.
The acceptance of this exercise, he said, proves we are capable of discussing, of negotiating, of making concessions, and arriving at a result. The council will now elect the cabinet, which is supposed to pave the way toward the deployment of an international peacekeeping mission. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.